Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Philip McCarthy, and I am a professor of oncology at Roswell Park Cancer Institute in Buffalo, New York. I'm also a professor of internal medicine at State University of New York at Buffalo. I'm frequently asked, what is the new revised international staging system, or the RISS, for multiple myeloma, and should I be using it? The RISS builds on our knowledge of cytogenetic as well as clinical features, clinical laboratory features, in helping us risk stratify our myeloma patients who are in need of therapy. The old ISS, as you may recall, was based on beta 2 microglobulin and albumin levels and allowed us to stratify from low ISS 1 to high ISS 3, and ISS 2 was in between. But there are other features that weren't being accounted for, and thus, last year in JCO, Philippe Moreau had a study that looked at several studies and reanalyzed them based on ISS, and found that LDH, ISS 3, and karyotypic abnormalities were useful in helping risk stratify patients. By karyotypic abnormalities, I mean deletion 17 or 414 translocation by interface FISH. And it's important to say that interface FISH is critical in helping us risk assess patients. And what this entails is doing initially in the laboratory a CD138 selection. And so what the laboratory needs to do is take the marrow, they incubate the marrow with antibodies to pull out the CD138 population. These are the malignant plasma cells, and then do the interface FISH. Whereas just doing interface FISH on unselected marrow alone decreases markedly the yield of karyotypic abnormalities. And this is critically important. I can't emphasize this enough, that this needs to be done. Now, there's several laboratories that are starting to do this on a national level, but I think it's really important that you check with your own laboratory to make sure that they're doing CD138 selected interface FISH. The other test that's very important too, easy to order but often forgotten, is the LDH. It's not part of a standard chemistry panel. And as we know, in non-Hodgkin lymphoma, it's important to get an LDH. It helps with prognosis and risk stratification. And now the same thing has been seen in multiple myeloma. Those patients who have high LDHs are thought to be at high risk for recurrence, and thus this is factored into the new scoring system. So the new scoring system essentially looks at the old ISS-1 are those who don't have cytogenetic abnormalities and have low burden disease. The threes are those who have high burden disease and have karyotypic abnormalities or a high LDH, and the ISS2 is neither one nor three. And I think this is very important because A, it helps us determine what the patient's risk is for progression and early death. It also tells us that this may be a patient, especially if it's a very young patient, somebody we would consider for an allogeneic transplant or a novel clinical trial, or very close monitoring for a patient who is not going to go on the study. So the ISS, or the revised ISS, just was published in JCO, Journal of Clinical Oncology, September 2015. Antonio Palumbo is the first author. And this is very exciting news for us. Now, stay tuned, because chromosome 1 abnormalities, 1P and 1Q, which are also picked up on interface FISH, were not being looked for systematically in all these studies that they used for analysis. So I'm willing to guess that we will be looking at a new tweak or a wrinkle on the revised ISS in the near future, where the chromosome 1 abnormalities are incorporated into this scoring system. We're not also including gene expression profiling. There's GEP70, which is another risk assessment that's RNA expression. That defines a very high-risk patient population. And the Europeans have one called EMC, or the Dutch do. It stands for Erasmus Medical Center, EMC92, which is a 92 gene signature profile that also defines high risk. So these are very exciting times. It could be a little confusing for the clinician, but these are exciting times which allow us to be able to better define our patient outcomes, define risk, again, I can't emphasize more the importance of getting a beta 2 microglobulin, albumin, LDH, and CD138 selected interface fish on the patient's diagnostic bone marrow to help us define best what to do for our patients. Thank you for viewing this activity. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities on managingmyeloma.com.